This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 12th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon, I'm Chuck Nally. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's June supply demand forecast shows no shortage of supplies of either corn or soybeans in the U.S. or the world. USDA sees a corn crop for this year at 14.8 billion bushels with an average yield of 181 on 90 million planted acres. Carryout for the coming crop year is projected at 2.1 billion. Soybean production forecast at 4.45 billion bushels, a national average yield 52 bushels an acre. USDA lowered the domestic crush by 10 million bushels, and that carried to a 455 million bushel ending stocks for next year. The USDA made no major changes in either the Brazilian or the Argentine corn crop and only dropped the Brazilian soybean crop a million metric tons. Well, the Fed voted unanimously to keep interest rates steady, and there are many who believe there may only be one cut later this year. Steve Nicholson with Rabobank says the Fed hasn't reached its target yet, despite the challenges that some Americans are feeling now.
I mean, there are people within the lower middle classes who are really struggling. You think about the cost of a house or living. It's just really expensive. That money doesn't go as far, and that hurts people in that lower to middle income bracket a lot harder. Also, if you look at credit card debt, that's at record highs, and you've started to see a little bit of increase in the delinquencies of payments on credit cards and revolving credit type thing.
Given the levity of the situation, Nicholson doesn't think the Fed can afford to lift rates too soon.
We remember what happened in the 1980s when we didn't put our foot on the pedal. Inflation got out of hand. And at the same time, I think the Fed was late to this party, and this got out of hand a lot faster than I think anyone thought it would do. So I don't think they can afford to take their foot off the pedal.
The Labor Department showed inflation cooler than expected last month. The consumer price index was flat in May. That compared to the April figure at 3.3% year over year. The number was down a tenth of a point compared to last year. Andy Harig with FMI, the Food Industry Association, said the food at home index is moving in the right direction.
It's the fourth month of either flat or declining food at home prices. If you look at the year-over-year number, it's 1%. If you saw decreases in the cost of dairy products and also non-alcoholic beverages. So those are actual price declines, not just a lack of increase.
Harig says stable energy prices are helping keep food costs under control.
Something I think people often underestimate is how much energy goes into food production from field to fork. You know, every stage is very energy intensive. And so, you know, we've had stability there for a while now.
A measure of producer price inflation data is due tomorrow from the Labor Department. Well, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley offered his approval for the GOP Farm Bill framework offered by Senator John Bozeman yesterday. Grassley is hopeful but not optimistic about a new Farm Bill this year.
I'm often one to say that we probably won't be getting a Farm Bill this year, but I'm also first to say that farmers need a Farm Bill this year and the certainty that goes with it. Farmers today are operating off of a Farm Bill that's nearly 6 years old and doesn't reflect the reality of input inflation costs. I sincerely hope this Republican framework will move the Farm Bill forward.
Grassley says a new bill needs to be bicameral and bipartisan to survive.
It takes both houses working in the same direction to get a bill to the president, and I think the success of the House chairman putting together a bipartisan bill gives impetus to what we need to do in the United States Senate, and I think it encouraged Senator Bozeman to move forward with his framework.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StrativationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.